Thank you for joining us. Welcome to The Source, OU West Coast's brand new talk show. We'll be here monthly to give you a behind-the-scenes look at OU West Coast, our amazing programs, and showcase highlights from around the Jewish community. We're here at the OU. That's right, the OU, otherwise known as the Orthodox Union, otherwise known as the greatest organization on earth, otherwise known as, oh, I didn't know that was kosher. Well, the school year's underway, and you know what that means. That's right, it's almost New Year's. No, not that New Year's, Rosh Hashanah. Yay! Shana Tova. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year's, is not like other New Year's. There's no partying, no drinking. In fact, we spend all day in Shul, davening and praying for a happy, sweet, healthy New Year for us and our loved ones. That's right, no drinking, no parties. Kind of like the 98 dry Purim party at my Uncle Milton's house. We're always about tradition, and on Rosh Hashanah, it's no different. Just look at the foods we eat. Some people eat carrots. Yum. The carrot, or gezer, sounds like gezar, meaning decree. On Rosh Hashanah, we eat these because we want Hashem, we want God, to nullify any negative decree against us this new year. I better keep eating. We also eat leeks. So good. So good. Some people even eat a ram's head. I'm more of a gefilte guy. My favorite, though, is honey. This honey is so sweet for a sweet new year. This isn't honey. Well, it has an OU, so I'll take it. And now it's time for Shofar, Show Good. Every year on Rosh Hashanah and in Yom Kippur, we blow the shofar, the ram's horn. We hear the sounds. It's to awaken our soul, to return to our spirituality, to return to our Judaism, to return to God. It's not so easy. I've tried blowing the shofar in the past. I'm no good. But maybe today, I'll give it another try. Here goes nothing. See? I'm no good. Whew! All this talk of food has gotten me famished. Sorry, PB&J. One of today's sponsors is La Gondola of Beverly Hills, and they prepared a delicious lunch for me. Don't mind if I do. Guys, I'm gonna need a minute. You might want to take five. Gezer. And now for today's OU Spotlight. One of our signature programs is the Jewish Learning Initiative on Campus, otherwise known as JLIC. This program, run by the incredible team of Rabbi Aryeh and Sharona Kaplan, gives college students a chance to connect and grow in their Judaism. During this year's global pandemic, not only did they not slow down, they actually sped up, individually reaching out to over 1,400 students, hosting over 850 virtual coffee dates, engaged with over 1,700 participants in the 175 chaburot and shiurim that were delivered over Zoom and Instagram. They provided kosher meals to over 160 quarantined individuals and distributed $11,000 to those in need. JLIC is truly amazing. Thank you to the Kaplans and the entire JLIC West team. We're proud that you're a signature program of OU West Coast. Keep up the amazing work. If you'd like to find out more about JLIC and want to get involved in their on-campus programming, check out the website we've highlighted below. And now I'd like to take a moment to recognize today's second sponsor, TheraBreath Oral Rinse. This isn't like any other mouthwash on the market. It's kosher, it's vegan, it's safe for diabetics, and it lasts 24 hours. Get your dentist-formulated oral rinse today. Thanks, TheraBreath. COVID-19 has impacted our lives in many ways. We haven't really been the same as a community. In fact, we haven't been able to go to shul. So now, I want to highlight some things that I miss most about shul, namely, the people. Hello, Yingele. You want some candy? It's kosher. Come on, it's the same candy I used to give your father when he was a boy in shul. No, really, it's the exact same candy. Candy doesn't expire. Well, you know what I heard? This election is rigged from both sides. No one's winning. Oh, you're making a dairy lunch? No problem. I'm just lactose intolerant. I have 15 overdue library books, but who's counting? Not me. I'm in. In all seriousness, we really miss being together in shul. I hope and pray that this year is sweet, happy and healthy, we can return to normal, and we can pray and gather together in Shul once again. Well, that's about it for the first episode of The Source. Thanks again for joining us. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you laughed, maybe even cried, possibly kvelled. Are you kvelling? I know my bubby is. Join us next time. Don't forget to tell your friends. We'll see you then. And for now, I'm tuning off. Sally Hess from me to OU.